The journal was purportedly written without Shirer knowing what was going to happen next, when the information available to him was not corrupted by the subsequent outcomes. Some comments here and there were quite illuminating, particularly those concerning the French belief that Hitler was a transitory phenomenon, which explained their lack of preparation and subsequent rapid capitulation. At no time was the extent of the ultimate devastation deemed possible. While we have a highly unstable memory, a diary provides indelible facts recorded more or less immediately. It thus allows the fixation of an unrevised perception and enables us to later study events in their own context. Again, it is the purported method of description of the event, not its execution, that was important. In fact, it is likely that Shirer and his editors did some cheating, since the book was published in 1941, and publishers, I am told, are in the business of delivering texts to the general public instead of providing faithful depictions of the author's mindsets stripped of retrospective distortions. By cheating, I mean removing at the time of publication elements that did not turn out to be relevant to what happened, thus enhancing those that may interest the public. Indeed, the editing process can be severely distorting, particularly when the author is assigned what is called a good editor. Still, encountering Shirer's book provided me with an intuition about the workings of history. One would suppose that people living through the beginning of World War II had an inkling that something momentous was taking place. Not at all. The historian Neil Ferguson showed that, despite all the standard accounts of the build-up to the Great War, which describe mounting tensions and escalating crises, the conflict came as a surprise. Only retrospectively was it seen as unavoidable by backward-looking historians. Ferguson used a clever empirical argument to make his point. He looked at the prices of imperial bonds, which normally include investors' anticipation of government's financing needs and decline in expectation of conflicts, since wars cause severe deficits. But bond prices did not reflect the anticipation of war. Note that the study illustrates, in addition, how working with prices can provide a good understanding of history. Shirer's diary turned out to be a training program in the dynamics of uncertainty. I wanted to be a philosopher, not knowing at the time what most professional philosophers did for a living. The idea led me to adventure, rather to the adventurous practice of uncertainty, and also to mathematical and scientific pursuits instead.
This ends Disc 1.